This is I always, when I come back to San Francisco, it's always kind of old home week because my folks live out here. And, it's funny because when I was young, me and my papa used to always go at it a little bit. I can remember he used to lock up a front door, so I used to have to come in around the side. He could always tell what time I was coming in. And he'd sit there in the kitchen with all the lights out, smoking a cigarette. And I used to have real long hair, like down to my shoulders. I was 17. He used to hate it. We used to hate it. We used to fight about it all the time. But I'd stand there in the driveway and I'd look in through the screen and I could see him sitting there. And I remember I'd tuck my hair all down my collar as far as it'd go. Pull my collar up, get my nerve up, get up on the porch. I'd get through the screen door, he wouldn't say nothing. I'd get into the living room where my mom would always be asleep in front of the TV at night. With those pink curlers in her hair. I'd get my foot on that bottom step about to get upstairs. And from the kitchen, I'd always hear the blues. He'd let me think that I just about made it. And I'd go back and I'd sit down. And sometimes we'd just sit there. And wouldn't say anything to each other for a while. And then he'd always ask me the same question. He wanted to know what I thought I was doing with myself. The worst part about it was I was never able to explain it to him. And it was like that old song used to say, like trying to tell a stranger about rock and roll. But I guess I couldn't figure out what he was doing with himself either. And it wasn't until I got quite a bit older that I understood that what his life was like. I always expected him to understand what mine was like. I didn't know what was going on with him. And I was hard trying to raise a family and find work all the time. And how, when you get in a position where you've done everything you're supposed to do and it's still not working, what do you do then? It was like we just came down from Pittsburgh, where in the Maniaw Valley they went from 22,000 steel worker jobs down to 3,000 in less than 5 years. And there's a lot of people standing there feeling like the America that they believed in has sailed away from them and left them standing there on the dock. And when your community begins to crumble and your family begins to crumble, you end up living in the shadow of the dream. And that's what this song is about.
Into the
Working construction with a Johnston.